This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Giannis for three. His third.
Welcome to the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, presented by Hupie and Abraham and featuring Steve Novak.
With a three. Oh, that may seal it right there. A big time Brogdon triple.
Now, here's Steve Novak and the big unit, Bill Michaels.
Milwaukee Basketball Hour. We are live. We're down here at Major Goolsbee's, a famous hotspot here in not only the state of Wisconsin, but Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and full of Marquette fans. Wish we had better news today, man. Steve Novak alongside. The guy that's next to me doesn't need an introduction, but Eric Bledsoe from the Milwaukee Bucks is in the house tonight as well. Eric, you're the guest, but I got to go to Steve real quick.
Are you dying
over there?
Go to Eric.
That was a beatdown, dude.
No, I don't know what happened. The last month has been – I kept thinking they're going to do it. They're going to turn it around. They're going to make some magic happen. I mean, really, up until a month ago, they had an unbelievable year. Marcus Howard was amazing. My Marquette boys were taking names.
Yeah.
But today was not our finest moment. But we could talk about Kentucky in the tournament.
And
we
can celebrate.
It's like saying the Titanic didn't have a successful first voyage.
I'm still repping my guys. I have my Marquette sweatshirt on. We got a lot of Marquette folks in here. We still know what time it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Not today. It's not. Not right now is not our time. Right. But we know what time it is next year.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Eric Bledsoe in the house. Eric, how you feeling? You're not hurt, are you?
Nah. But I am kind of beat down a little bit, though.
Don't tell us that, man.
Playing games with eight guys.
I know.
He's been picking up the slack. Someone's got to play these minutes right now.
Talk about that, because you, Chris, you guys have been picking it up where, you know, obviously Mirotić went down with a broken thumb. You've got Brogdon down right now with a foot injury. Giannis has got some ailing ankles and knees, and it's been kind of tough.
No question, man. As you know, the game still got to be played. The players still got to go out there and play. We need players to step up. You know, I thought our bench is doing a great job of stepping up for us. And we just got to keep fighting.
So I've been anxious to get you on the show all year long. And you signed a contract. You wanted to stay here. People thought you could go out and make a lot more money on the open market. Let's start with that, why you wanted to stay in Milwaukee.
It wasn't about making a lot of money. I mean, I already signed, you know, a deal, you know, in Phoenix. So it was about, you know, playing with this great group of guys, great group of fans, great organization, and, you know, playing for something special.
Do you guys believe, I mean, even though you've hit a little bit of a rough patch as of late, you believe you're going to get your guys back? You believe you're going to go deep?
No question. We believe in ourselves. We just going to take it a game at a time and keep building, you know, moving forward. We got, like I said, we got a great group of guys. So we got a great coach, you know, who believes in us. We've been playing well, so we just want to keep it up.
And I was telling you, Eric, on the way in, last night I was in Oklahoma City for Nick Collison's jersey retirement, and they were saying, guys were coming up to me, and I won't say who because it was some other team executives and stuff like that, and they were saying, how did you guys get that extension done with Eric Bledsoe? And I was like, they got a good thing going there, but I said I thought it sent some very strong signals. You know, like we were just saying, really, you could have gone to the open market and said, look, I'm going to test the money. I'm going to see what's out there, but you sent some pretty strong signals that you wanted to be here and that, like you just said, it's not about the money. What is it about this Milwaukee Bucks team right now in the city? And, you know, you were in Phoenix and you said, hey, this is not a place I want to be. What is it about Milwaukee, the Bucks, that makes you want to be here for the long term?
Man, we got a great, young, talented team. We got a great, you know, group of guys who get along, chemistry. You know, why you want to break that up? I don't know why. And we got something, you know, special. We got a chance to play for, you know, a championship, you know, beat some great teams in the playoffs. So that's what I want to, you know, that's why I wanted to be here. And the fans, too, man, they're unbelievable.
Chris is, there you go. Chris is coming up as well. There's a lot of talk about what he will and should be able to get on the open market. Do you guys in the locker room have those discussions, or is money kind of an off-limits thing? You guys don't get into that at all?
Because
I'm sure he's looking at you going, you could have went and got it, and now you put the pressure on me, dude, to stay here and kind of take that home count down.
No question. We don't talk about it, but at the same time, I definitely – no, kind of bad. Chris, don't leave me. So,
no, but Bill, you're right. I mean, I think, you know, people do wonder, fans do wonder. So you sign an extension. Are there those conversations where you go, I'll take less if you will, or I'll stay if you will?
Nah, it's nothing like that. It's pretty much they, you know, happy for me. You know, happy, you know, I'm here. You know, happy that, you know, I got what I deserve. And, you know, it's going to be the same when their time is up. So I'm going to be happy for them as well. But like I said, I bet Chris don't leave.
See, yeah. Look, he's going to be talking to guys. He's going to say, you can't leave now. You told me you were coming back, so I signed for 4 years. I like that.
The
he's
other guy coming up is going to be Giannis, and he's going to be eligible for that Supermax. I mean, he's a guy that has said all along, too, it's more about the commitment to winning than it is strictly about the money. So you wonder, you know, if, like, look, you want to keep the band together and everybody kind of doing their thing and keeping that chemistry. I would not be surprised if there's a couple of wins. I mean, you played in a lot of locker rooms. Didn't guys talk sometimes and say, hey, if we want to do this, we're all going to have to be a little more unselfish? I mean, how many millions do you need to be happy? Is the extra million good, or can we bring in an extra guy or keep everybody together?
Yeah, and Eric, I mean, you just said it too. You said, look, I've signed another contract in Phoenix, and I think as a player, I always wanted to be somewhere where I could do what I did, right? I wanted to be somewhere where the coach valued my shooting. He played an offense that fit my style. Watching you guys this whole year, Eric, it seems like, you know, Giannis has made comments saying, like, we put the work in, we all are on the same page, but really once the game comes, we're having a good time. How much of that impacts it? Really just the fact that you enjoy the game of basketball here. You may have friends, you may like the city, the practice facility might be great, but how much is it you enjoy the games?
I mean,
it looks that way.
I mean, a lot, man. Like I said, I've been on teams where, you know, everybody up for contracts, and it's just so stressful out there playing, and it don't feel like that on this team. Everybody out there playing for one another, you know, playing for the bigger picture, and everything else to take care of itself. So, once I saw that this year, it was easy for me.
The Milwaukee Basketball Hour presented by Hupie and Abraham. Eric Bledsoe, our guest here on site down at Major Goolsbee's. Got to ask you, coming out of last season, there was a lot of speculation about what was going to happen with his team. Giannis had made some comments about guys being selfish, and we were talking about all different players. Jabari was thinking about getting out of here. And then, because your name kept coming up, and I'm thinking, okay, are you a guy that wants in, or are you a guy that wants out? And you just settled in, and all of a sudden, it just, the real Eric Bledsoe, the guy that earned that money, showed up. Did you just get comfortable? Was it Budenholzer coming in? What was it that all of a sudden turned Eric Bledsoe into a guy that there were question marks about to a guy that now people say he's now one of those supportive cast cornerstones?
I mean, time. I mean, everybody got their opinion of what people should or should not do. It's only time. I came probably, 15 games after this, you know, the season started. Everybody was already in the rhythm. Everybody was doing, you know, their thing. And me coming in to a group of guys that already had something already, you know, set in stone. We just had to learn each other out. I mean, it was just time. You could tell by Miami, they said they was going to win multiple championships, and what happened? They did. And over time, they, you know, started gelling. So I knew, it was going to take time for us to, you know, get to this point. I didn't know it was going to happen this soon, but it was going to take time. But we put time in the summertime together to get to this point, and that was huge for us.
You go from a great city, a wonderful atmosphere and climate in Phoenix, to come to Milwaukee, where a lot of people that have come here have said, man, when I got here, I it was like the Siberia of basketball. Nobody wanted to come here. And then you get here. What made you a fan of Milwaukee? I mean, was it new facilities, new building, ownership? I mean, what was it that you walked in and you said, I can call this home?
I mean, I'm a small kid from Birmingham, Alabama. It fits everything about that. And it just felt that from that point, it just felt like home. I do the same thing I do at home here. So it was just like that. I mean, I didn't have no problems with it. And I think, you know, as time goes on, people going to start, you know, to realize that.
Talking on the basketball court now, you guys have had a little bit of a struggle down the stretch. Obviously, some injuries. Philadelphia comes in, and they wanted to make a statement. Was that a playoff type of game for you guys? Or were you guys – I don't want to say you're just trying not to get banged up, but – you've got a lot of things solidified. You know you're in the postseason. You're going to be one or two. You won home court advantage through Fiserv because you feel invincible there. But was that that playoff type of atmosphere?
It definitely was. It was definitely a playoff atmosphere. You know, but at the same time, like I said, we gave our chance to fight, gave ourselves a chance to fight each and every game. You know, not just that game. We gave ourselves a chance to win. You know, we could pull it out. And that's all Coach Bud always wants for us is to compete. And as long as we do that, you know, I think he's satisfied with it.
Yeah, I mean, watching you guys in that Philly game, you could tell, like Bill was saying, that was a game that Philly, look, they're going, hey, we might see this Milwaukee Bucks team in the playoffs. And you guys didn't win that game. But I feel like since All-Star break, there have been games that you guys haven't won that to me have shown how hard it is to beat the Milwaukee Bucks. And when you think about playoffs, you think about – you have to beat a team four times, or someone has to beat you four times. And so I just feel like on the nights where it's back-to-backs, the nights where you guys are fresh, you guys continue to play your roles. Even last night, a loss in Cleveland, fine, only eight guys. It's a crazy situation, but you guys have continued to play your roles. When you have conversations with Coach Bud, maybe you don't anymore like this, but early in the year and other guys do, who are you going into the game? What's in your head? Do you say, because you've had 30-point games, last night you had eight assists. You've been a straight lockdown guy where you're out there, you know your job is to lock someone up. Does your role on this team change, like, every night? No, you always go in thinking, I'm going to be this, or what is your mindset?
No, I mean, I pretty much go in trying to fill the game out as the point guard, knowing, you know, Giannis got it going, knowing Chris got it going, so I kind of play off that. And my game is not predicated on me scoring 30 points a night. I might score 10, might score 12, but I do all little stuff, probably get, like, big steals, you know, make big plays on defense. So, long as I play hard on that end of the floor, everything else on the offensive end take care of itself. I mean, I'm not going to go out there and shoot, three threes and make all of them each night. I might go in there and go 0 for 6. But as long as I bring it on the defensive end, making my opponent work and helping my teammates out on the end of the floor, everything else take care of itself.
You guys have had a really good shooting prowess. You guys have been good on the defensive end when it comes to rebounding. The only area that drives fans nuts is the offensive boards. Is the offensive board something that Bud circles, or is there a method to the madness in all of that?
I think we've been doing a great job of that this year. Not last game, but this year rebounding a lot more.
Or is it just because you guys are firing up threes, so you get longer boards and such?
Yeah, I mean, we got Brook down there, so it makes it a lot easier. And Giannis averaging like 15 rebounds a night, yeah. So. And we chipping in. So I think we playing a little bit harder, playing a little bit more with that effort, you know, trying to, you know, make those big plays. And most of the times it's come down to rebound.
You talk about chipping in. Everybody's had a role in this. Everybody from DiVincenzo to Pat Connaughton, you go all through that roster. What's it been like to have so much depth? Because really you guys can look, you guys match up with anybody top five. And that kind of becomes equal in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the overall team, you guys got better bench depth than most of the teams in the NBA.
Oh, man, I got to get that credit at the Coach Bud, man, because I've been on teams where, you know, Dante probably won't even play, you know. And Coach Bud putting a lot of, you know, belief in him. And, you know, it's showing off. I mean, he can play. He showed us that in, you know, summer league. I'm not summer league, but pickup. You know, he showed me that in the pickup that, you know, he's tough. So, Coach Bud, he's going to play – you know, anybody from Dante on down to Sterling. So, and they coming in and producing. So you got to credit it to Coach Bud.
Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're broadcasting live down at Major Goolsbee's. It's the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. You can find us on social media at MKE B-Ball Hour. Eric Bledsoe of the Bucks alongside. So is Steve Novak. I'm Bill Michaels. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, the best get even better. Hubie and Abraham has been voted best year after year. Even top media outlets are now voting them best personal injury law firm.
Hupe and Abraham. Power, resources,
and experience.
And there was never a fee until they won for me.
A good lawyer shouldn't cost you more. They should get you more.
Hupe and Abraham.
Voted best, rated best.
Call 800-800-5678. Hupe and Abraham. Voted best personal injury law firm.
At Cousin Subs, we possess a style uniquely our own. Like a mom and pop shop, authentic to the root. You can taste it in the fruit. Started in Milwaukee and we have come a long way. We are here to grow and we are here to stay. Grilled to order just for you. At Cousin Subs, that's just what we do. So order online at CousinSubs.com. And now, delivery available at select locations. Cousin Subs, believe in better.
Imagine you and your friends tailgating at sea with your favorite Green Bay players. This is not just a cruise. This is a Green Bay Legends cruise. Visit greenbaylegendscruise.com and book now to save 10% with promo code 2020.
It's back. Don't miss the third annual Donald Driver Charity Softball Game presented by Network Health, July 27th in Appleton. Get your tickets now to watch Donald Driver and his Green Bay teammates take the field all for a good cause. Tickets to the Donald Driver Charity Softball Game are available by phone at 800-WI-TIMBER, in person at the Fox City Stadium box office, or online at www.timberrattlers.com. Get your tickets today. They make a great gift.
I'm Aaron Sims, the radio voice of your Milwaukee Admirals. What goes together like cheese curds, beer, and bratwurst? Milwaukee and hockey.
I hadn't been to the arena in years. I brought my customers, and what an amazing time we had. Great hockey, food, and entertainment. We really enjoyed the entire experience. We are hashtag MilHockey.
Huge playoff implications are on the line Friday when the Admirals battle Rockford at 7. The Admirals are paying tribute to the Zamboni, and 2,500 fans receive Zamboni banks thanks to North Shore Bank. Plus, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 and over get in half price. The Ads return home on Wednesday, April 3rd with a 7 o'clock face-off against the San Antonio Rampage. And all fans will receive a complimentary round of golf, foot golf, or disc golf courtesy of the Milwaukee County Parks. Admirals Hockey, Friday at 7, and Summerfest winning Wednesday, April 3rd at 7. For more info, go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com.
Get on board. Join the Admirals at Panther Arena. For a schedule or list of promotions, log on to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. We are hashtag MilHockey.
When hunger knocks, don't let the party stop. Bring Cousin Subs with you. The party box is boom with quality ingredients and seasonings. Your taste buds deserve to celebrate too. From main course to treats, focus on family and friends as you gather to feast. Don't take our word for it. Taste and see. Enjoy the party. Leave the rest to us. Order online at CousinSubs.com. And now, delivery available at select locations. Cousins Catering. Believe in better.
Imagine you and your friends tailgating at sea with your favorite Green Bay players. This is not just a cruise. This is a Green Bay Legends cruise. Visit GreenBayLegendsCruise.com and book now to save 10% with promo code 2020.
No topic is taboo on the Wendy's Big Show. You never know what you'll hear. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on The Fan.
Glad to have you. It's the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, and we are brought to you by our good friends at Hupie and Abraham. I got to pause for a minute. Jason Abraham is not here tonight. Did you see his pictures on Facebook?
No.
Steve?
No, I didn't.
Steve Novak alongside. We'll be talking with Eric Bledsoe of the Bucks coming up here momentarily. He was playing golf with Andy North at Augusta.
He's the guy's big time.
The dude's everywhere. I mean, then he was hunting sharks and stuff in Florida.
And I got to be honest with you. When we were down in Miami for the Bucks game.
Yeah.
He may or may not have been on the court in Miami shooting jump shots.
Is that right?
So you're fishing for sharks, and he's golfing with Andy North.
But playing,
Andy's on the court before game.
Playing with Andy North is one thing. Playing with Andy North at Augusta.
Yeah, it's big time.
That's like wake me up. I need to change the sheets in my pants. I mean, that's like fantastic. Are you a golfer by any chance, Eric Bledsoe?
Not at all.
Eric Bledsoe's here with us from the Milwaukee Bucks.
I'm a terrible golfer.
Okay. So in other words, the Bucks golf outing is not your bag?
Not at all.
No. What do you like besides basketball? Anything?
I play volleyball a little bit.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I can see that.
I played it growing up.
You got hops. Sand volleyball?
Nah, on court. It was at a rec center, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I figured maybe he had some hops in coming out of that sand. It'd be good
stuff. I feel like Bledsoe's a guy. If you let this guy practice a few rounds.
I'll probably be all right.
Pick it up.
Are you one of those
quick.
Crazy competitors? Like you're smashing volleyballs in people's faces?
No, I'm not that faces? Crazy, but I compete a little
you're
bit.
You're playing in a rec league, like 12-year-olds? Yeah. You're just smashing them out?
Probably not.
Probably not. Hey, the rest of the East, obviously you guys got the best record in the NBA. Did you see this coming, by the way?
I didn't think we was going to be this good. I knew it was going to be very good, probably like top five, but number one, I didn't see it.
I mean, when you land in, you've played everybody now, but when you land in arenas and guys and other teams and such come up talking to you, do they just look at you and go, how? What?
Nah, they get up
they
for
know?
It. Now. Yeah, they get up for us now because they know we're going to, compete. We're the best in the league, so they definitely get up for us.
Do you feel – I'm not going to say comfortable. That's not the good word because the guys that we've had on said we want to win. You know where you're at. But it's like, Steve, and we had Pat Connaughton on. We've had a couple of the guys on that said, no, we want the best record in the league, and we want the best record in the East because you feel almost invincible at Fiserv.
Oh, no question. We definitely, you know, now that we're here, we want to stay on top. We want to keep competing. We come in every day putting in extra work. So it's paying off for us.
And when you talk about that extra work, like Bill was saying, we've talked to, you know, DJ and Pat and these guys, and they've been on, they say, we've not set. Like, you guys don't come out and say, our goal is to win a championship. Our goal is to win the first round. You guys have said, look, we're going to win the next game. We're going to get better. And, of course, sometimes we'll go like, it's a little coach speak. It's a little cheesy. But really do talk about it a little bit like Coach Bud. And when you talk about the daily vitamin and the extra work, like, what are you guys doing that maybe from when you're with the Clippers or with Phoenix that's different in terms of how you guys work? I know the daily vitamin is something Coach Bud is big on. Like, talk about on a day-to-day basis just how you guys kind of go about your work differently than other places you've been.
Coach Bud is a big not practice. We practice, but not as much, you know, as I would on, you know, those type of teams. Vitamin is our practice a lot of days.
And talk because about what is the vitamin?
The vitamin is like we come in, you know, just working our game, working our ball handling, three ball shooting.
Is it the whole team? Is it you and a coach? Is it a group?
Yeah, it's just us and a coach. It's not me and, you know, two other players. It's you, your individual work. You come in, put, you know, X amount of threes up. You come in, you know, work on your ball handling, free throws, anything of that nature that you need to get better, you know, going into the next game. And I think Coach Bud do a great job of that.
How many the work ethic of you guys is kind of growing in the sense of legends, of the stories that come out. You know, after a game, you guys will still win, but you'll have a rough one. Giannis is grabbing guys. You guys are going over to the facility. How often does something like that happen?
Man, all the time. Like I said, man, even on days off. You know, Coach Bud called it lockout days. We still go in the gym, and it'd be almost everybody in there.
And really?
Yeah. Like today, we had a lockout day, and literally everybody was in there today getting something did, either getting treatment shots or anything of that.
I love that, right? Because yeah. I remember playing for Coach Pop in San Antonio. Coach Bud was an assistant, and we would have lockout days. And they'd be serious, right? They say, like, it's lockout day. No one's allowed to come in the gym. And you think, like, all right, well, I guess I'll be punished or something if I come in. And at the time when I was in San Antonio, I never took a day off. I had to get my shots up. And so I thought, what is he going to – will he really be mad if I go get this extra work, if I get shots? I was thinking if they found out I broke in the gym or I coded in, I think they'd maybe like me better. So yeah. I would always go in. But I think that hearing you talk about the daily vitamin, a lot of fans probably don't realize he's saying, you're like, we're kind of a light practice team. Well, you've got the best record in the league. But it's so interesting to me that, like, Coach Bud and his staff believe in working individually with each guy. You guys obviously spend so much time together, but that individual work to me is so interesting because it's Bledsoe doing Bledsoe.
Right.
It's Giannis doing Giannis. And then your chemistry is still out there. It doesn't take a hit because you guys aren't doing, you know, all 15 guys at once all the time.
Now, I'll ask you both this because you're both shooters. So is losing a shot or losing a feel like losing, say, a golf swing where you just – something's just not right. You can't figure it out. The ball doesn't feel right. There's not a release. So you just got to get in the gym. It's like taking swings on a practice range. You just need to get that rhythm back. Is that what you're looking for?
Sometimes. Nick more of a shooter than me. I drive to the basket a lot.
You're still getting props and you're not even playing.
I didn't have the dilemma like Bled does of deciding, do I go to the rim? Do I give a little hezo step back mid-range or three? I had one option, Bill. I had to shoot a three, and if my guy was close, I had to back up.
Yeah.
That was my – so I didn't have to think as hard. I think you've done a great job this year. And I watch games, and I see, Bled, you'll come down and transition, and you'll shoot a pull-up three. And the next time down, you give like a little hezo, crossover, go to the rack. How do you decide? Is it just totally reads? Is it some nights your handle's feeling tight and you want to go to the rack? How do you decide in game?
This is really based on my teammates. They just tell me to be aggressive, and I just pick my spots when they, you know, be aggressive. You know, when I see, you know, we're not scoring, I might, you know, be a little bit more aggressive. Or if I see, us putting up a lot of numbers, I'm gonna be, you know, in attack mode, just getting in the paint, finding, you know, shooters. I know we on that night, so it's basically just, you know, getting a feel of the game. You know, as a point guard, you got to know.
Yeah.
You got to know the feel of the game before, you know, probably the second quarter of the game.
And I think, like you're saying, as a point guard, because I don't know if everybody always realizes how important what a responsibility that point guard role is. Like you're saying, some nights you might have to score if you have eight guys playing.
No question. Like you said, man, Giannis is the best player on the team. Everybody know that. But at the same time, I'm the leader. Not the leader, but the point guard of the team that, you know, kind of dictates, you know, a lot of things. Even when I don't have the ball, I could tell, you know, Giannis, you got it going. Somebody go set a screen for Giannis. Or, you know, pat my teammate on the back like, you know, Brooke is going to be all right. You know, great help, you know, in the paint, you know, blocking my man's shot or something. So there's a lot of different factors going into that to, you know, help teammates out.
Have you guys noticed people now defending Giannis a little bit different, like getting more physical, trying to push? I mean, just in the last, say, couple of weeks, it seems like it's been a lot more physical on the inside for him.
No question. We practice that, man. They starting to put centers on him now and, you know, try to bang him up a little bit, you know. But, you know, I've been playing with Giannis for, what, a year, 2 years now. He's relentless. And all we got to do is, you know, spread the flow for him, knock down shots when we get it, or be aggressive and play off for him. So, you know, you definitely see teams playing a lot, you know, different, you know, than in the past that, you know, I haven't seen.
I got to ask you, after Giannis said it'd take 2, 3, 4 guys to stop him, it seemed like guys were saying, okay, we're gonna beat you up a little bit. Now Embiid comes out and says, well, I'm unstoppable. I can't be stopped. After the game Sunday and knowing you're at some point, you would assume you're probably going to face him in the postseason, do you kind of put that in the back of your mind a little bit?
I mean, Embiid is a force down there. I mean, he is unstoppable down there.
But between you, me, and the people here, do you put that in the back of your mind a little bit and say, the guy says he's unstoppable?
Yeah, you really think you're that good,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody says a lot of things. We still got to go out there and play the game at the end of the day.
He says with a smile.
Everybody says a lot of things. So we just got to go out there and play. Like I said, take it a game at a time. You know, let him talk, and we're going to do what we got to do.
How much is the onus now on you to kind of do more since Malcolm's gone down?
I just think I still got to play my game. You know, it ain't about doing more or doing less. It's still playing my game, you know, knowing what I got to do each and every game. Like I said, some nights I probably don't have to score as much. We still got a lot of players that can put up points any given night.
And what is it about kind of the tandem with you and Malcolm that works so well? You know, I think there were times early when it was like, oh, the Bucks got Bledsoe. How is this going to work with Malcolm? It's been beautiful how you guys have played together. What is it about both of your games that allows you guys to be able to play apart, play together? How does that work like that?
We unselfish.
Yeah.
We unselfish. We don't think about me. We just play for, you know, the team. Like I said, man, I play with, you know, John Wall. So I already know how, you know, things, you know, I know how to play, you know, certain
That's
situations.
True.
So I just got to let Malcolm be Malcolm. He going to, you know, do his best him, and everybody going to be great.
When you and John Wall were together, you guys what? Made a little Elite Eight run?
We made a little
Eight. Feeling a little Elite Eight magic for Kentucky right now?
Yeah.
You had, hold on, in one of the NCAA tournament games, you were only at Kentucky for a year, 8 threes. What'd you have, like 20?
8 threes.
29?
Yeah, 29.
Okay, so he's got a little NCAA magic going
himself.
So do you call Calipari and see if he's going to UCLA?
Nah.
Okay.
He's good where he is.
Look, Bledsoe made it. It was his first year, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
He's got to call you if he's going
to
leave, right?
He definitely got to call me.
You'll be the first one
to know. You got to call me.
There you go. Hey, also wanted to ask you about, you talked about guys that tell you, hey, you got it going on, do this or do that. Who's been kind of that leader? Because you got some experience. George Hill, obviously, you guys have been there, done that. Pau Gasol's now in that locker room. Mirotić. Who do you guys lean on for some of the veterans that have been there, done that?
You know, George Hill, man. He's been a, you know, terrific pickup for us. You know, Pau. You know, Brooke. You know, everybody pick each other up, man. And tell each other, just hold each other accountable. Like I said, George's been a great pickup for us. He's been in, you know, everybody's ear, you know, telling them, you know, what he see out there on the floor. And Powell has been doing the same thing, man. Even though Lakers game, I think I was turning the ball over. But I was doing other things on the floor that was great. And I felt like I was playing bad. And Powell was telling me, he was like, man, you making great winning basketball plays. He's like, you turn the ball over, but you know, doing everything else out there on the floor. So, just to have that leadership in our locker room and on the floor, and somebody who's won championships, been all-stars, is huge for us.
Now, going back to last year, coming out of that Boston series, a couple of you guys said, you know, hey, we're going to remember this. We'll be back. Do you How much do you draw from yourself, and how much do you draw from the guys that have been there, that have been to an NBA Finals? I mean, because you went through your own experience, and you got to break through that ceiling, but you're now with guys that have been able to break through that ceiling and bring home a ring.
I mean, what better way to go through that with people you really going to war with right now? They know what we need to do. They know what it takes. And as a group, we put in the work together. So as long as, like I said, that was a bad series for me. You know, everybody know that. I think I put in the work, you know, this summer to, you know, get back to that point and see what happened after that.
Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I got one specific question I want to ask you when we come back, too. We're going to hold that over. Stay tuned. Steve Novak alongside Eric Bledsoe of the Milwaukee Bucks. It's the Milwaukee Basketball Hour presented by Hupie and Abraham. Also time for the Cousin Sub of the Week going to Pat Connaughton. 11 points off the bench against the Cavs, 13 against the Lakers. He's your Cousin Sub of the Week. We've got more right after this. Broadcasting live down here at Major Goolsby's downtown Milwaukee. Thanks to those of you who are listening to us on the network all throughout the great state. It's the Milwaukee Basketball Hour presented by Hupie and Abraham. Also, our friends, a lot of great sponsors to bring you the program. Our friends at Baker Tilly. As a matter of fact, we got the gang from Baker Tilly here. Was it St. Mary's? St. Mary's, what is it, Hales Corners? Girls basketball team is here tonight. Our friends at Cousin Subs, Green Bay Legends Cruise Tavern at the Turner Hall, also Baird Private Wealth Management, Cousin Subs, as I had mentioned, and the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of Wisconsin. I want to say thanks to everybody being a part of the program. Eric Bledsoe, our guest tonight, Steve Novak alongside. All right, I got to ask you, because everybody we've talked to, it's not like you're going to open up the Pandora's box, but you guys seem to be just a genuinely close-knit, no BS, unselfish, no egos, check them at the door kind of group. Is that the best way to describe what the Milwaukee Bucks are right now?
No question about it.
Because even going back, Steve, you remember when it was Sam Cassell and Ray Allen and Glenn Big Dog Robinson and all those guys. Yeah. They had egos. Ray was Ray, man. Glenn was Glenn. And nobody was hanging out together. It was all egos. But they meshed when they walked through the door. Yeah. You guys seem like you need a bus so you guys can all just go everywhere together.
No question. me and Chris is talking too. We really don't have, I don't think no lottery picks like that on the team either. We was talking, so everybody really had to work to where they had to get to, and don't nobody take that for granted on our team.
Do you realize, how often do you talk to Bucks fans where Bucks fans want to believe you're going to get to an Eastern Conference Finals or an NBA Finals, but everybody kind of waits for the next shoe to drop because that's been kind of Milwaukee basketball. Do you realize kind of the hopes and the weight you carry? Because even the casual fans, I think, is sitting with their arms folded going, okay, show me something in the postseason before I buy in. You know what I mean? And you guys have the best record in the NBA.
No question. I mean, rightfully so. I mean, you definitely got to show something in the postseason. That's where it starts. We having a terrific season, but, at the same time, everybody record go out the door, when playoff time start.
Yeah, and I think fans also have to remember the expectation at this point has been created by you guys.
No question.
You guys are the ones who have created this buzz, have been consistent all year. And so I agree. The Bucks haven't been out of the first round in a long time, and so everyone's going, oh, man, we're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, but we got to get out of the first round first. But, I mean, you guys have done that all season long, and I think, and it's something you talked about a little bit earlier too, when, Bill, you were saying, what is it about Milwaukee that you love it here? You want to be here. You signed four more years. And you said your first words were, look, this is where I want to be. I'm a small-town guy. This works for me. When Giannis is asked those same questions, he says, I don't need the lights. I don't need the cameras. Like, this is me. And I do. I think that Chris Middleton, Brook Lopez, those guys, like you're saying, get them a bus. Keep you guys on it. Don't let you off, because you guys seem to be on the same page with that. It's a small market. You guys are doing things and proving that it doesn't need to be L.A. It doesn't need to be Houston. It doesn't need to be New York, right?
Yeah.
KD and Kyrie, those guys can go to New York and deal with all that. There's some good things about being in Milwaukee right now, and I think you guys are taking full advantage of it and are putting on a show every night. So it's a credit to you guys this season. I mean that.
Appreciate it, Steve.
So, because he had mentioned, you know, bright lights and big cities and such, but like I said for a while ago, Milwaukee was kind of a different basketball town, and it wasn't the best. And do you get guys, maybe not when you're talking basketball on the court, but do you get guys, players in the league, everybody talks, everybody's got agents, everybody's got guys to hang out with. Do you get guys that say, hey, is it pretty good there? I mean, I've always heard bad things or something to that effect.
Yeah, I ain't going to say no names, but I have got guys that, you know, ask about Milwaukee like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we had asked, too, about contract, right? Like, internal conversations.
Yeah.
Fans want to know, right? Like, did he go there or did he not go there or sign there? Because you talked about it. So, on contract stuff, you said, nah, not really. But in terms of cities, guys, do they say, like, hey, how are the Bucks owners? What is the practice facility like? Like, you know,
what do you care about? Okay, let me ask you this, because you're from here, so you would have loved to have come back.
Not biased at all.
No, but let me ask you, as a guy that's been around the league and other guys that have come here, George has come here, Piles, so you got guys. What is it about a city and a team you look for? If you just take the names off the jersey, it doesn't matter where. What do you look for in a city and in an organization?
You know how they treat their players. How is the, you know, city the fans are? How is, you know, the players on the court or in the locker room? How are they? And, you know, things like that. You want to talk about the city too?
Whatever you want to talk about. Whatever you want to look for.
I mean, and it's not like.
Because there's something that made you say, I'm going to sign here for less.
I could pretty much focus on. You know, what I need to focus on, you know, and that's basketball. You know, I love basketball. I love to play basketball. So that's what, you know, this the city that you can mainly just focus on, you know, that, and, you know, everything else can't get in the way of that.
Now, a lot of faces are the same from last year. The one face that changed was Jason Kidd to Coach Bud. Not comparing to Jason Kidd, but what did Coach Bud do that suddenly made the light go off for a lot of guys basketball-wise in the organization?
Unfortunately, I can't answer that. I wasn't here long enough to, you know, see.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but what do you like about Coach Bud? I mean, obviously, you're with guys that were here for both regimes. What do you like about Coach Bud?
I mean, just how he, you know, coaches, man. You know, he get on you. Like last night, you know, I started the game off terrible. He came to the, he subbed me out. He came down there and told me, like, you need to step it up. You know, your teammates need you out there. You got to step it up. So, I like that. You know, he put a lot of, you know, belief in you. You know, he believes, you know, you could do more out there. And even if when you do good, he tell you, like, you know, Eric, I think you're playing great right now. You know, Dante, I think you're playing great right now. So he's not always just constantly, you know, bashing you, putting you down. He also, you know, lifts you up. So I love that as a coach.
Who was it? Pat Connaughton, when it was on the program, when he said, and I asked him, what about Coach Bud? He said, because he does everybody the same, and he said he went over and got Giannis's face, and we all looked at each other saying, well, if he's going to do that to Giannis, we know he's doing it to us. Yeah. Is that the way it is?
No, that's exactly how it is. Because he wants the best out of you. He know what you are capable of. So, like I said, like Pat said, I mean, he has been a couple times where he got, you know, got on Giannis, and now everybody in the locker room like, oh, you know, and Giannis is just sitting there just taking it. You know, he's not going back and forth with him. So, as a leader of the team, that's what you expect.
Does Giannis appreciate that?
He does. He does. You can tell, man. He go out there and have 52 points. Almost have a triple-double some night. So, it shows.
Well, and you said to me, Eric, off the air, you said, we were talking about Coach Bud. You said, look at every single guy on the roster. They're being maximized. They're being given opportunity. And I think you look at how long a season is, and you look at the perspective that you need to have a good season, because otherwise you can burn out or it can whatever. What about Coach Bud in terms of after a loss, on the road, you guys stay in a city, he has dinner, right?
Of course.
He invites everybody. That kind of stuff. Does that almost just make you, like you said, he wants more for you than just to be a good basketball player? He looks at the big picture. Those conversations, when you say he wants the best for you, does it come from because of the way he coaches you, or are you saying that because he says be men? You can stay in Miami an extra night. We'll stay here. I'm having dinner. You guys come. What does that mean to you, I guess, as a guy on this team, knowing no matter what, win or lose, good city, bad city, if you're staying, dinner on Coach Bud invites you out. What does that mean to you guys as a group?
Like I said, man, it means a lot. I mean, it brings the group together even closer. And not just the players, the coaches, the staff. Like, it was one time, you know, he told us to show up to practice and tell us to bring our shoes. So we looking like, hold up. The equipment manager always bring our shoes. Why he tell us this? So we show up at practice. We playing flag football. And it's not just the players. He had the coaches out there, the training staff, John Horace, the GM. So he has everybody out there, and it was fun, man. Everybody had a blast. So it's just things like that on and off the court, man. He's a leader. And, no, I want to, you know, give him 110% every time I'm out there playing.
It's the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. We're broadcasting live at Major Goolsbee's. If you want to stop by, come on down. Great place to watch the NCAA tournament. Want to remind you as well, the Green Bay Legends Cruise invites you to join the second annual Legendary Tailgate at Sea Adventure, where you can cruise the Bahamas with your favorite Green Bay Packers football legends. Visit greenbaylegendscruise.com today. Use promo code BLAKE10 for 10% off. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Final segment of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. That is next, right here.
Hupe and Abraham doesn't just talk about getting maximum cash for their clients. They've collected over $1 billion for them.
They got me a lot of money.
Way more than I was told I'd get.
$250,000.
$850,000. $100,000.
All the money I deserved.
Way more than what I expected.
Injured in an accident? Call the firm voted best. Call Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678. And get their win or its free guarantee.
At Cousin Subs, we possess a style uniquely our own. Like a mom and pop shop, authentic to the root. You can taste it in the fruit. Started in Milwaukee and we have come a long way. We are here to grow and we are here to stay. Grilled to order just for you. At Cousin Subs, that's just what we do. So order online at CousinSubs.com. And now, delivery available at select locations. Cousin Subs, believe in better.
Imagine you and your friends tailgating at sea with your favorite Green Bay players. This is not just a cruise. This is a Green Bay Legends cruise. Visit greenbaylegendscruise.com and book now to save 10% with promo code 2020.
It's back. Don't miss the third annual Donald Driver Charity Softball Game presented by Network Health, July 27th in Appleton. Get your tickets now to watch Donald Driver and his Green Bay teammates take the field all for a good cause. Tickets to the Donald Driver Charity Softball Game are available by phone at 800-WI-TIMBER, in person at the Fox City Stadium box office, or online at www.timberrattlers.com. Get your tickets today. They make a great gift.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern. Our local Pick and Save stores just keep making our lives better. And now, they're making shopping even easier. They know how busy you are, and because of that, you can order your groceries at pickandsave.com or on their app for same-day delivery or pickup. That's right, Pick and Save now delivers. So shop online and choose a time for pickup or delivery as soon as today, and enjoy all the time you're saving. You can't beat that. Pickandsave.com for more information. Thanks, Pick and Save.
When hunger knocks, don't let the party stop. Bring Cousin Subs with you. The party boxes boom with quality ingredients and seasonings. Your taste buds deserve to celebrate too. From main course to treats, focus on family and friends as you gather to feast. Don't take our word for it. Taste and see. Enjoy the party. Leave the rest to us. Order online at CousinSubs.com. And now, delivery available at select locations. Cousins Catering. Believe in better.
Imagine you and your friends tailgating at sea with your favorite Green Bay players. This is not just a cruise. This is a Green Bay Legends cruise. Visit greenbaylegendscruise.com and book now to save 10% with promo code 2020.
No other show has two former Packers on it. It's the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. 2 to 6 p.m. on The Fan.
Basketball Hour is presented by Hupe and Abraham. By the way, Hupe and Abraham, the injury report, and unfortunately, it's been rather busy with Mirotić with the thumb, Brogdon with the plantar fasciitis, out 6 to 8, and then Giannis has had some sore ankles and sore knees, and You've had a few other guys a little bit banged up. Eric Bledsoe alongside. He's sore, but he's still playing as well. Steve Novak is here. His throat is sore. He's all right. Everybody's banged up. Yeah. Everybody's banged up right now. So there you go. Also, our next show, I want to remind you, is Wednesday, March 27th. Going to be at Bel Air North on North Water Street. Bel Air on North Water Street. Hope to see you out there. And, again, we're brought to you by Hupie and Abraham, Baker Tilly, Cousin Subs, Tavern at Turner Hall, and also Baird Private Wealth Management. So there you have it. So before we get you out of here, as we got, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes to go, I got to ask you about, you know, what the rest of the season holds for you guys. Is this kind of like without Mirotić, without Brogdon, is this going to be a little bit different? You're jockeying lineups now, trying to get into another type of rhythm as you get into the postseason?
No question, man. They big for our team. So we just got to try to, you know, have everybody step up. You know, like I said, Coach Bud did a great job, doing a great job all season of not playing the starters, you know, 35, 40 minutes a night. He, you know, makes everybody, you know, feel like, you know, they got a big part of the team. So I think this is the most I've played all season. It was 35 the last two nights. So I think he's been doing a great job of that.
And coming up on the end of the season, is there a you're starting to kind of see what the top of the East looks like, the bottom of the East. Is there a team at the bottom around that 7-8 spot that you'd like to play or stay away from? I know Miami has just a couple games, it was able to get into Giannis and cause fits for him, but then he got it going the last time. Brooklyn's down there. Charlotte's hanging around. Is there one team you'd like to or not like to play?
Last year I thought well, we hope this team lose, you know, so we hope them win so we can, you know, move up. But this year I think we're doing a great job of not worrying about, you know, other teams. We focus on ourselves. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be a dog fight whoever we play, you know, at the 8-4 or the 7 spot.
How much does the game change in the postseason?
A lot. It is a lot more physical, a lot more intense. It's just everything, you know, ramps up, and it's fun to play.
Yeah,
they say the playoffs is a new season. Does it matter if you're the one or the two? Does it matter is it really about if it slows down, if all the possessions are more important? Does it matter who you play, like, much more than the regular season? Is it good to almost sputter out a little bit because it's a new season and you can be great, or is it you want to have a ton of momentum going into it so you can carry it in? Because everybody talks about it being a new season, but I mean,
you definitely want to, you know, at the end of this season, you want to, you know, finish strong, get a rhythm, you know, going into the postseason. So, feeling good. You feeling good about, you know, playing your game. So, you definitely want to finish the season out strong as far as, winning. I mean, that's pretty much what's going to, you know, dictate everything.
Do you guys look at the numbers, say, like 60 and say, that's what we want to get? We want to get 60 before the season's over.
It's definitely a goal for us.
Yeah.
We know it's going to be hard, you know, because we got a lot of big games coming up, you know, but at the same time, the whole season been tough for us, and we prevail. So I think we got a good chance, and we're going to take it a game at a time.
How can you look at the injuries as a good thing and say the fact that other guys are getting minutes, other guys are getting a rhythm, not the fact that you're playing 35 minutes a game, but the fact that, you know, other guys are getting shots and you're figuring thing out. So just in case in the postseason you're without a couple of guys, or God forbid you're without Giannis, you know, that you guys can say, hey, we still got this. We're still good enough to go out and win this thing.
No question. I think Coach Bud did, you know, a good job. There's a couple games I think he set me and Malcolm. I think we was trying to – it was something happened. I think he was trying to prevent an injury or something. And me and Malcolm didn't play, and he put lineups in there to, you know, figure it out. He was just telling him we got to figure it out. Two of our main ball handlers not in the game, but at the same time, you never know what might happen in the future. So he put us in situations to where, you know, things like that does happen.
Right. Who else surprises you at the ability to handle the basketball? That you could say, you know, there's a couple of guys you can go to and say, point guard, they can go out and distribute the basketball. They can go out and give some hops.
It don't matter. I mean, nobody on our team has surprised me yet. DJ came in. He's playing well. Dante, he was playing well before he got hurt. Chris, you know, on down the line, man, don't nobody surprise me. And Coach Bud, wants whoever don't have the ball to run the floor anyway. So there's really no point guard or there's no positions out there.
I'm just a little curious too. And you guys were talking about George Hill a little bit back and forth. When George was here, and I was just thinking the playoffs are coming. You guys are top seed right now. George Hill talked about he's not even that big a basketball fan. He didn't watch the playoffs growing up. He likes watching HGTV. He said he likes Joanna Gaines. He likes watching his hunting shows. Because with the playoffs coming up.
I was all for it.
Were you a guy that you were locked in? You watched the NBA playoffs. You had idols. Who were the teams or the guys, or maybe you didn't watch basketball that you watched growing up?
I mean, I just watched the main guys, man, like Allen Iversons, the Michael Jordans, Dirks. So when I did watch it, it was intense in our household. So yeah. My mom, she was a pretty big sports fan, you know, back then.
Yeah, and so I just think it's so interesting sometimes hearing a guy say, look, my mom I watched hoops. Right. And then George Hill says, I prefer HGTV.
Yeah.
I like a little fixer-upper.
Yeah.
He was just always good at basketball.
Right. Right. He said, no, I like to be away from it. Other guys, it's like you said, Giannis, he'll be in the gym. He's got a free extra moment. He's in there doing it. So it's crazy. But the whole group watching you guys this year, it's like coming together, totally different guys. And I just love finding that stuff out. Like, yeah, my mom, she watched the playoffs, so I did too.
I did too.
What do guys, we got about a minute here, but what do guys like to do? If you guys are going to say you're out on the road and you guys want to go do something, what is it, just a dinner or hang out?
Yeah, we always.
You guys like crash in a mall or
something?
We
always do dinners.
Outspending each other?
I mean, we just always do dinners. We fly in the city, do dinner that day, watch games, put a game on and watch the game. And then we just go to our rooms and talk to our girlfriends, wives on the phone.
What's the go-to in almost every city NBA restaurant? If you knew it was going to be in every city, what's the NBA restaurant?
I don't think it's an NBA restaurant, but I think
Cheesecake Factory,
steakhouse. It's a steakhouse.
Steakhouse.
A good steakhouse will
steak
do the
Italian.
Job.
Those
will
are
do the job.
Too.
Yeah, will do the job just fine.
Get the carbs right.
Yeah, get the carbs right.
Yeah.
Get some red meat. That's Chris. I love it.
It's been a pleasure, man. Thanks for coming out and hanging out with us. And, Steve, good as always, my condolences to your Marquette Golden Eagles.
Thank you.
Like I said, we got a Kentucky for you.
I'll live for you.
Thanks
guys.
To the great crowd out here tonight down at Major Goolsby's as well. Condolences to all the Marquette fans. But we've got a lot of Bucks playoff basketball to get to. One more time for all of our sponsors here tonight, and we can't say thanks enough to them. Hupie and Abraham, Baker Tilly, Cousin Subs, Green Bay Legends Cruise, Tavern at Turner Hall, Barrett Private Wealth Management, and Crohn's Colitis Disease Foundation. Thanks so much. Time for us to get here. Have a good night.
See you. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.